with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. I'm very happy now to be joined by two lovely women from Gloucester, involved in, some interesting conversation we're going to come up here in a minute. Patty Amaral and Denise Pascucci. And Patty has been working to save Meadows Field, and we'll get into what Meadows Field is and why she's working to save it. And why don't we start with that, Patty? Welcome to MSO.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having us, Rick. We love talking about Meadows Field because it's near and dear to us.
Well, you know, I played ball there back in the day when we had a semi-fast-pitch league, and I really enjoyed it, and I was stunned about 10 or 15 years ago to go by there, and it was in disrepair. But you had something to do with fixing it.
Yes, we had a wonderful light-up Meadows committee that worked over a five-year span writing CPA grants, which is your money, also having different fundraisers, bowling night, cruises, whatever we did. We took a dollar from people or $5, whatever they gave us.
And it's a beautiful spot, and it's been a great haven for. I remember when I was a kid before we moved away, my dad was in the Army. I think it was about 6 years old, and I remember going there to watch men's softball back then, and I don't remember if there was women's softball at that time because we're talking in the 50s. But it's been a beautiful place, and it's located right beside a school. So, Denise, maybe you could tell me a little bit about your role in Meadows Field, and then we'll get back to some more questions.
Well, thank you. Hi, and I appreciate you interviewing us so we can get our story out. I, too, was on the Light Up Meadows Committee with Patty. Not only did we play ball together in the Cape Ann Women's Softball League, and by the way, that league is over 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it has served the women of Gloucester, and we do call it our home. And we have outlasted every one of the men's leagues.
Yep.
As you said, the men's league lasted for many years, and you had some of the best ball players around Cape Ann and the North Shore that played there, as you well know. And as women, we've always had to fight for our own spaces, and we do feel that is our home. So putting all our time and effort into it is really important to both Patty and I, and also all the women that have played there and that are playing there now. And like I said, the league is over 40 years old. Going back to the Light Up Meadows, we did put a lot of time and effort into getting the money to rehab it. There was $190,000 LED lights down there. All the grants that Patty and her husband filled out, which was $190,000 of the lights and the grants, and also the total amount of money put into that was $280,000. And keep in mind, that was only a few years ago, and we had the blessing of our mayor, and everybody in town was wonderful, and then now it's 3 years later, and they want to bulldoze it. So we want to save this because it is a green space that should not be taken away. And most importantly for Patty and I, too, is that this field was dedicated in 1935 to a fallen Portuguese hero, Joseph S. Meadows Jr. So that's important to us also.
Yeah, and
did I get that right, Patty?
Yeah, absolutely. Right on, Denise.
We want to save it for the Women's League, for the green space, and for Meadows, Joseph Meadows' honor.
And I want to get to today's headlines in a second here in today's Gloucester Times, but also the idea of Meadows being saved. What's the reason, Patty, if you could get into that? Why does it have to be saved at all? What's going on?
Well, it has to be saved because they want to put a 440-student consolidated school on there. They want to consolidate East Gloucester and Veterans Memorial Children all in one building. And we just feel that this is, it's only on 6.25 acres. Mm-hmm. It's another thing. I was on the Open Space and Recreation Advisory Committee for years. I was going to do two plans with you, five-year plans. And so we just feel like this is an open space that should not be taken either. And it's only 6.25 acres. This is situated in a very densely populated neighborhood. A lot of these neighbors do not even have a backyard. This is their only backyard. So we're not just fighting for Joseph, his family, but we're also fighting for the neighbors and the children that should be putting their feet in green grass, not on a 60 by 90 artificial turf, which is proposed in the plans.
So what is in the, now in the paper today it says that you're planning to sue the city. What's that all about?
Well, the litigation is pending, and it's just about some steps that was not done. from the city, and I can't comment anymore
okay.
on that, sorry.
All right, well, I'll refer people to the Times because
yeah.
who wrote this? Taylor Ann Bradford has an article in today's Times. And the other thing is that what I've read, and it's been very little, but from what I understand, there are two schools in Gloucester that are going to be I think Denise said, consolidated into one. Where the West Parish School, excuse me, where the Ward 2 school is now, adjacent to Meadows Field, and that is on the ballot tomorrow in Gloucester, is it not? Is question three?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we're hoping for a no vote for all these reasons.
Well, and the other thing is that I know that there was at one time in Gloucester the St. Peter's School, which morphed into the Fuller School, which is now a bunch of condominiums, and all that giant field has been taken. If this thing goes through, if the new school is to be built, what happens to Meadows Field? I mean, what happens to the lights and everything and all the work that you guys put into it?
So they say that the lights will go over to Green Street, because that's where they want to put everything. They want to put everything up Green Street for those 200 apartments so they can all enjoy it. But I don't think the lights are too easily moved like that. Those lights were designed for Meadows Field and, you know, how it's situated. So I'm not sure. The city says they have these grandiose ideas of having a softball complex up there. But to tell you the truth, Rick, we haven't seen a plan.
Yeah.
Nothing. Zilch. Zero.
Well, I know that there's been a lot of controversy on the educational side of it as well, where most people, at least most kids who have, most parents rather, who have kids in those two communities want a new school built. You know, that begs the question as to what's going to happen to the junior high school or the middle school. That is an older building now. The high school was renovated in 96, and that is an older building. So it looks like Gloucester has some things they got to figure out.
Well, they also have a fire station that needs work, and our police station does. See, Rick, the thing is, too, we do not maintain our buildings. Whether it be school or city, we have a problem, and we know it. We've said it at the meetings. They've been talked it to the mic. We don't maintain our buildings. We know it. So what can we do to stop that?
Well, I remember when I was teaching back in the 70s, there was a superintendent of schools who, at that time, in order to save money, budget-wise, stopped doing preventative maintenance. He stopped doing preventive maintenance and pulling preventatives on the schools. What he did was, okay, we'll react when something breaks down, then we'll fix it.
Yep.
But they stopped doing preventive maintenance, and I didn't know. I don't know if that's still a standard operating procedure or not. But it seems to me that you guys are fighting a noble battle. But I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. Patty and Denise,
yep.
tell me. Yep.
Can I add something to that?
Of course.
One thing that's important to know that between Patty and I and a couple other people is we've been attending meetings for over a year and a half. We've attended all those city council meetings, the school committee meetings, the budget and finance committee, the building committees. So we've been watching this whole entire process work out. One of the things that we have found out is they did a traffic study, and that's the other thing, is if you've been to Meadows Field, you know the area, there's a highway, there's some lights there. The traffic study was done, and it did show that obviously there is an issue there now with a 220 student school, and what's going to happen if they put a 440 student school. And what has come up is that when they had to vote, the city council had to vote to transfer the land from the DPW to the school department. Retired police chief John McCarthy is now on the city council. He decided to read the traffic study, and after reading the study and knowing the history of the traffic as being the police officer, voted no to transfer this land, knowing that this is going to be an extremely bad situation with this extra traffic. And also, they don't know what's going to happen with the 200 units that are coming up at the Fuller site. And also, there's, I think, a 20 to 30 apartments built down at the old Cameron. So safety is another issue. We just watched a video from one of the meetings, and one of the school committee members asked Doran Whittier about an emergency exit plan, because what they're doing is to try to alleviate the traffic issue, they put a traffic loop up behind the school, which will actually lay on top of the playground. Mm. So they're going to close the playground at the close of school because they need it to put the traffic there. So we have some safety issues that people that are wanting this want it so bad. They're looking over the shoulder of, hey, this is not an issue. They'll take care of it. But Petty and I and some other people know that we don't want to build this $72 million project and then have 70 years of traffic problems, knowing it ahead of time. That's really huge that we feel it has to be looked at.
How long has this study been going on? Because it seems to me it's rather a quick decision, or at least it's supposed to be a quick decision coming up here with a vote on
Tuesday. I was brought into the mayor's office with my friend Jane Sweet from the Light Up Meadows Committee on June 2019. So that's how long we've been doing this. Since that day, from that day forward, we have a group of us have been going to every single meeting and really educating ourselves about this. I didn't know all about. I was a PPO president of veterans. I was, an enrichment coordinator on the site-based management. I knew all that, but I didn't know what was going on now. And it's just a shame when buildings are falling apart just because of lack of maintenance.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, veterans was not the next school in line to be fixed. Beeman was. So we're skipping over, going right to, we're skipping over Beeman and just saying, oh, Beeman can wait. You know what I mean? And again, it's not the way to run things. If you're, and they're talking about heating systems and all these things. If there's something wrong, let's fix it. Why are we doing this? Let's fix it. Let's maintain our building and continue on that path.
Well, that's what you do with a home, don't you? You have to fix your home, so.
Yeah, okay. I put in three floors. I'm standing in my kitchen right now. Three floors have gone down in Mr. Nichols Candy's home. It's 110 years old, this home. Yeah, I mean, and so you know these buildings they're giving us? Heck, they're giving us 50 years warranty for it, right? That's all. I mean, and listen, West Parish, the roof leaked. And then we were told in the meeting, lightning hit it.
Well, Gloucester High School has its problems, too. I'm familiar with that. Denise, you want to mention something else?
Rick, what I wanted to say is that when this all started happening, I guess this has been the master plan of the school committee since 2014. The school committee took it upon themselves to vote to consolidate. So the people of Gloucester have not had the say that it was going to be consolidated. And then they hired an architectural firm to do a feasibility study as far as location and cost and educational value and all that. And Green Street came up higher points on all of the statuses and $5 million less. But they still chose veterans. So the city of Gloucester is going to pay $5 million more, which basically comes down to moving a softball field that we just put $280,000 in. But to move it to Green Street to give us all the same amenities, it's going to cost between $1.5 and $2 million. So we're going to pay that field all over again. It doesn't make sense. And with COVID here and people not having jobs, it was even stated by Jonathan Pope, the school committee, is that 2021 is going to be a very difficult year for the school committee to run because all these taxes that are not being paid, they're not going to get the federal funding that they did before. So we're going to be in dire straits. People are going to be laid off. Programs are going to be cut. And I think that the money that we have in our general fund should be staying there, but they're taking money out of the general fund for this project. And it's been stated that the MSBA said that there was many other school municipalities that put their projects on hold due to the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of decided to push it forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Final word, if you would, please, Patty.
Well, final word is let's vote no on this debt consolidation, on this debt exclusion, and let's fix and maintain our buildings. We can do this. We can start today, to fix and maintain our buildings.
All right, that is Patty Amaral and Denise Piscucci with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.